You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Green Bay Area Public Schools trustee Cao Lee has resigned his position on the board after a local newspaper did a deep dive into whether or not he lives in the school district he was helping to govern. We reported yesterday afternoon that the Green Bay Press Gazette investigated a tip that Lee does not live in Green Bay, but rather has a home in Hobart, which is not part of the district. The school district sent a press release at 4:30 yesterday afternoon announcing Lee resigned. The school district said the board will review a timeline and process to appoint a new board member at a future meeting. An election will be held in April 2026 to officially fill the seat. Meanwhile, the Republican Party of Brown County has asked Brown County DA David Lassie to launch a criminal investigation into what they called residency fraud. The Joint Finance Committee has started work on the state budget. Yesterday, they voted down a lot of Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal, and that's not a surprise. It's been their strategy. Republicans essentially take the governor's budget down to the studs and basically start over. GOP members released their plan to nix about 600 proposals from the Evers plan. It's a long list. They're cutting measures to legalize marijuana, eliminate taxes on personal care products, give child care centers subsidies now that child care counts as ended, and increase taxes for the richest Wisconsinites. Republicans want a separate tax cut, while Democrats and the governor want any tax cuts to be included in the budget. State Senator Howard Markline says it's about to be a long month or month and a half as they negotiate. A credible threat has forced a Wisconsin congressman to miss votes and reschedule a town hall. Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz has that story.
According to a statement from Representative Derek Van Orden's office, the threat against the 3rd Congressional District Republican's family was made via a letter delivered to his Washington, D.C. office. Van Orden's office says the threat involved his wife, children, and grandchildren. Because of the threat, Van Orden won't attend votes on Capitol Hill and is rescheduling an upcoming town hall. Democratic Representative Mark Pocan, who represents Wisconsin's 2nd Congressional District, condemned the threat against Van Orden, saying no elected official should receive death threats.
Mother's Day is this weekend. Many choose to honor the emotional and mental sacrifices made in the journey of motherhood. But what about the physical sacrifices? It isn't always easy, and the experience is different for every person who has ever given birth. Dr. Kristen Lyerly says the effects of pregnancy on a woman's body take a while to resolve.
It's not joyful for everyone. It is for many people, but not for everyone. And importantly, it's not over when the baby comes out. It takes a year for your body to recover from a pregnancy.
The Dr. Kristen Lyerly Show airs weekends on all Civic Media radio stations, but you can hear more of this interview on this week's issue of New Wisco Weekend, Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 11 on WGBW. Nearly half of Wisconsin's college students could be affected by proposed federal changes to the student loan system. The legislation would make changes to repayment plans and cuts to the Pell Grant program for low-income students, including eliminating Pell Grant eligibility for students who are enrolled at less than half time. Over 95,000 Wisconsin students received Pell Grants in 2024, and half of the students in the universities of Wisconsin received federal aid. The legislation would also cap graduate student borrowing at $100,000. The Wisconsin teenager caught up in an international terror investigation has entered a plea to state charges. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
17-year-old Nikita Kassop appeared in Waukesha County Court this week, pleading not guilty to charges tied to the deaths of his mother and stepfather. Authorities say Kassop was arrested in Kansas after allegedly killing his parents and taking off with their car, cash, and the family dog. He now faces new charges, including intimidating a witness. He's being held on a $1 million bond pending his next hearing in August. According to federal documents, Kasup communicated with contacts in Ukraine and Russia about obtaining explosives and fleeing abroad after his planned assassination of the president.
As proposed cuts threaten to reduce federal funding for mental health programs in the state, Wisconsin mental health officials are warning of an increase in anxiety and depression in teen boys. According to the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health, young men have the lowest level of available social support for mental health struggles. A youth risk behavior survey conducted in 2023 also found that over one-third of high school boys in the state reported issues with anxiety, and about a quarter of them reported feelings of depression. Saturday, letter carriers across the country, and yes, here in Wisconsin, will collect food for the annual Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive. Your local letter carrier will collect non-perishable donations left by your mailbox or taken to the local post office. Donated food will be delivered to local food banks, pantries, and shelters. Letter carriers have been participating in the Stamp Out Hunger Food Drives for 30 years, collecting more than 1.8 billion pounds of food. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Milwaukee heads to Florida for a three-game series. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska filling in for Mike Clemens. After taking two of three games from the Houston Astros this week to get back to 500, the Brewers are taking on the Tampa Bay Rays for a three-game set this weekend. The Rays are currently on a three-game losing streak and sit five games below 500. Milwaukee is three games back in the NL Central. The NBA playoffs continue tonight. Last night, it was the Minnesota Timberwolves blowing past the Golden State Warriors 117-93 to even up the series at a game apiece. Tonight's games include the Pacers taking on the Cavaliers, where Indiana leads two games to none, and the Nuggets taking on the Thunder in a series currently tied at a game apiece. The NFL is announcing its schedule next Wednesday in full, with the league announced that it will release select games on its broadcast partners. Several games will be announced between CBS, Fox, NBC, and ESPN, as well as streaming platforms Amazon Prime and Netflix on Monday and Tuesday. The full schedule will then be announced Wednesday at 7 p.m. on the NFL Network. Lower-seeded teams in the WIAC Baseball Championship won both games yesterday as Platteville and Oshkosh advanced. They'll square off today. La Crosse and host Whitewater play in an elimination game to start things off today. One of those four schools will be crowned conference champion tomorrow afternoon at the end of the double elimination tournament. Today is the start of the WIAC Softball Championship at top-seeded Whitewater. Oshkosh is the number two seed. Both Whitewater and Oshkosh have a bye until tomorrow's semifinal round. Platteville takes on La Crosse, while Stevens Point gets Eau Claire. The winners today will play tomorrow in the semifinals, followed by the WIAC Championship game. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Just days after the president announced 100% tariffs on foreign films, there is serious pushback. According to Variety, the proposal is on shaky legal ground, as the president has been using the International Emergency Economic Powers Act of 1977, which gives him power to regulate trade in times of national emergency. But a Georgetown law professor says a 1994 amendment says a president can't stop the flow of audiovisual media. Since announcing the executive order, the White House said nothing official has been decided. Maybe Trump will forget about tariffs altogether after his failed run at the papacy. Keeping it papal, we have a new pope. But fun fact, according to The Hollywood Reporter, cardinals in Rome watched the movie Conclave as a research tool to help them in selecting the new pontiff. Politico reports that many cardinals called the film remarkably accurate. Coincidentally, the new pope's last name is not Fiennes, Lithgow, or Tucci. A new book about the show Better Call Saul reveals an interesting journey for the character of Saul Goodman. The character was first introduced on Breaking Bad before receiving its own spinoff, Better Call Saul. The role elevated actor Bob Odenkirk's career to a new level, although he probably would have gotten there anyway. The book, Saul Goodman v. Jimmy McGill, the complete critical companion to Better Call Saul, reveals that AMC wanted producers of Breaking Bad to scrap the Saul Goodman character altogether, but the producers stuck to their guns. Saul first appears in season 2 of Breaking Bad, but before he went by that moniker, he was Jimmy McGill, as we learned in the prequel, Better Call Saul. Also a fun fact, the Saul Goodman character was almost played by actor Michael McKean, who played Jimmy McGill's older brother Chuck, also a lawyer on Better Call Saul. I realize this only makes sense if you are a fan of both shows. If you've got 800 smackers burning a hole in your pocket, you could see Jerry Seinfeld live. Seinfeld will be performing at Madison's Overture Center on May 30th. I recommend going to the Overture Center's website, where tickets start anywhere from $70 to $90. But if you want to sit close enough to make sure Jerry flosses those piano keys, make sure you get your tickets off the Overture site, where they are a pricey $500, but still $300 cheaper than other outlets. If you're thinking about heading to Summerfest this year, make sure you check their website. Wednesday on Nightlight, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel music writer Piet Levy told me a lot of acts have been added since the lineup was announced in February. This year's performers include The Killers, Def Leppard, Lainey Wilson, Gigi Perez, Billy Corgan, and his new band. And if you're feeling retro, check out the Isley Brothers, Rick Springfield, and Devo. The event takes place over the course of 3 weekends and opens in about 6 weeks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the low 70s this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight will drop to near 50. Tomorrow sunny in the mid 60s by Sunday. Sunshine with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 48.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.